As Congress goes ahead with plans to address the mortgage crisis, there's a growing chorus of people saying, not so fast. Yesterday, the Senate moved forward on its version of a housing aid bill. Today, the House holds a hearing on a plan to offer tax relief to some homeowners and government backing for banks refinancing some mortgages. As NPR's Martin Costi reports, these populist moves are not popular with everybody.
The bubble bloggers are ticked. Those guys with the websites predicting the real estate crash? They finally get to say, I told you so, but now the government is threatening to step in. Patrick Killily of Patrick.net calls it very annoying.
You've been telling someone, they're standing at the slot machine, right? They win, and you're saying, oh, you can't just keep winning because that's not how it works. And then, like, the manager comes over and, like, fixes the machine so it keeps, you know, paying out.
Killily is a computer programmer in San Francisco. He's also a renter because he thinks houses are irrationally overpriced. Those prices are now coming down, and he wonders why everybody is so weepy about it.
Lower prices for food are good, right? Lower prices for gas is good. Lower prices for housing, good.
And if it takes foreclosures to push those prices down, he says, then that's what it takes. With Congress now looking for ways to limit the number of foreclosures, Killily has helped to start an online protest. It's called StopTheHousingBailout.com, and it's run by Morgan Ward Duran, a 37-year-old lawyer and renter in L.A. Duran is afraid that government intervention might freeze the current high prices.
The impact will be on me and anyone who doesn't currently own a home. You won't be able to purchase a home. You'll be permanently priced out of the housing market.
But many economists say that ignores a bigger danger. If too many people lose their houses, it'll drag down the economy even more, and prospective home buyers might lose their jobs before they get a chance to buy that cheaper house. Rachel Garshick-Kleet is a professor of public affairs at the University of Washington. She specializes in housing, and she says foreclosures are about more than just cold economics.
These are financial calamities for people. Their savings are tied up in their homes. People depend on their home equity. We've built a culture around it. And they're going to end up costing the government money one way or another.
Still, a lot of renters have trouble feeling sympathy for the people who got caught up in the bubble.
I think this is definitely a good example of that kind of mentality.
Tim Ellis runs SeattleBubble.com. He's standing in front of a house for sale in Seattle's Finney Ridge neighborhood, a house that may be the last gasp of Seattle's bubble.
Somebody buying a house for $300,000, slapping down some granite countertops and hardwood floors, and jacking the price up almost three times what they paid for it and hoping to make a quick buck.
Prices are just starting to fall in Seattle, something Ellis has been predicting and waiting for since he gave up his house hunt 3 years ago. He says he opposes the government bailout on principle, but when he thinks about the homeowners who used to come onto his blog and gloat about their rising home values, he also has to admit to a little bit of schadenfreude.
Some people's whole sense of self-worth seems kind of like wrapped up in how much their house is worth, and there's definitely a sense of, you know, people like that are kind of getting what's coming to them, and good.
But given what's going on in the country, even a renter like Ellis knows better than to laugh too loud, especially in a neighborhood of homeowners. Martin Costi, NPR News, Seattle.